Welcome back to Dare to Develop. Today, we are so excited to chat with Manda Weaver, a Mid-Atlantic luxury wedding photographer who we had the chance of meeting at Hybrid Co. this past spring.
Yes, so we are going to be diving in all about mindset and this term that she has coined, permission granted mindset, where if you give yourself permission and reach out, you're going to have big things coming to you.
So stay tuned.
You're listening to Dare to Develop, a podcast for creatives. I'm Christine Herman.
And I'm Ashley Baumgartner, and we are two hybrid wedding photographers that dub ourselves work wives.
With a passion for developing community and daring to take risks in business and art, we want to bring you along on a journey.
The journey of artists, makers, business professionals, and more who want to level up their businesses by daring greatly and developing community.
So let's get started.
Welcome back to Dare to Develop. We're so excited to chat today with Manda Weaver, a Mid-Atlantic luxury wedding photographer.
We're so excited to talk about daring to develop a permission-granted business. Thanks so much for being here with us, Manda.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to chat with you.
So before we get started on our topic today, can you tell us a little bit more about yourself, where you're from, and just your life?
Yeah, so I spent all my growing up years in California. That's where I was born. In Corona, so Southern California, and then went back to some of my home area. I'm Choctaw, so I'm a member of the Choctaw tribe. We actually went back to live on some of our reservation land. So I ended up going to high school there in Oklahoma in the area, and then college. My husband at college, we didn't date until afterwards, but it was very fast after that. And then eventually we ended up in Maryland for work and different things. And so that's why we're here on the East Coast now. I love living here, but my background's in musical theater and kind of went through all that. I sang my whole life through that and got my degree in that and was teaching and singing and acting and doing all those things, both in Oklahoma and then again in Maryland, and then ended up with a camera on my hands to promote a project. And that's how, you know, it just grew from there. I have two boys. They're old now. My oldest is about to turn 17. My youngest is 14. Both play baseball and are very busy and active. And my oldest son is in the recruiting process for playing D1 college baseball. So he's already got one offer. We're in the net decision summer.
Yep, I totally understand that.
Yeah, you do, don't you? You did that thing. So it's a lot, but it's very, very exciting.
How cool. So tell us a little bit more about then how you got into the wedding world once you picked up that camera.
Yeah, so just someone asked me to shoot their wedding, and like so many, they offered to pay me $700, which to me was like, okay, heck yes, no problem, I'll do that. And then I shot that wedding, fell in love with it, and then just things started flowing after that. Although I really avoided weddings for some time. I was shooting seniors and babies and all the things just like you do when you get started. And, you know, weddings to me seemed like not that exciting at the time. But then as I got further into it, for me, with my connection with musical theater, the storytelling, and I'm a romantic at heart. So I just never get over love stories and just I can't stop shooting them. And they really, I don't get bored with them at all after all these years. You know, I've been doing this for 15 years and still it's my bread and butter. The thing I really love to do is capture those weddings.
I love that. So what has your trajectory looked like into the luxury wedding space? I know you just said you've been doing it for 15 years, but what has that looked like from $700 to now?
Yeah, so I really took a slow growth pace. For a lot of people, they start pre-kids, but I already had kids. I had a six-week-old when I started my business and a three-year-old. And so it was, you know, again, it kind of fell into my lap. But at the same time, it was like I really wanted to be intentional with my kids and be present. My husband and I we homeschool our kids. He's very hands-on with me. We do it together. We take our subjects of strength to do it. I could not do it without him. But because of doing that, it was just a really intentional slow growth model. And once they got into their, you know, much more independent years, I kind of put the pedal to the metal and juice things up and really put myself out there. So in the last 5 years, I've had some really exponential growth from kind of more of a local market to really diving in I live actually 2 hours away from DC, but that's my home market where I was really able to jump into the luxury world there and did some intentional marketing. At this point, people have no idea where I live when I tell them that I live 2 hours away on the eastern shore of Maryland. They don't even know because I don't ever advertise that I shoot there. So now people will know because of the podcast, but.
Oh, it's in here, why don't.
Yeah. But yeah, that's how I did it.
Amazing. So kind of diving into what we're talking today about mindset was when you said it was a little bit of a slow trajectory from like the 10 years to that 5 years. Did mindset play a role in that?
Absolutely. Because I mentioned that a lot of the people that were around me during that time, and especially the region that I live very close to where Natalie Frank is from and Krista and Davey. And so they were building these big businesses, but they were all young, married, no kids, doing a lot of things and watching them build their businesses and working with them. And they're amazing humans. I got to know them as part of some of the original Rising Tide Society with them. But watching their businesses, it was completely different from what I was doing and what I was focused on. And so that my mindset, and so this is where the permission granted stuff came into play, because I had to grant myself permission in those moments to be me and to build my business for where I was at and for what I wanted to do with my family and my future, and understand that I could do work that was meaningful and beautiful and amazing and set myself up for future growth. Without mimicking or mirroring what others were doing.
Mm-hmm. Yes, which I feel like is such a problem in the industry, is just regurgitating the same things over and over and over, which I'm sure we'll talk a little bit about. But so we love the term that you've coined, permission granted business. Can you talk a little bit more about what that means and what that looks like for business and for mindset?
Yeah. So specifically with a business lens, looking at how you're building your business, I don't think you can separate really truly who you are from your business, especially in this entrepreneurial world. And, you know, I can't do it. Maybe some others have that special, special talent, but who I am is completely a part of what my business is. And so the permission granted came really into play in recognizing, number one, that there's a space for me in this community of weddings. As a businesswoman, there's a place for me. There's a place that I belong, and there's business available for me. So one, permission granted, I belong. Number two, permission granted to do it in a way that really fueled myself and allowed me to thrive and not burn out, that mindset there. And then permission granted, three, sometimes I felt like personally, I wait for invitations, an invitation from a planner to create something beautiful, to be a part of a certain genre or another vendor or another part of the community to then be, to do the things I want to do. But the truth is, you already have the invitation. Every one of us, you already have the invitation to do the thing that you're dreaming about. You don't have to wait for someone else to invite you. Your permission has already been granted just because you are, because you have the dream, because you exist right now in this world, permission granted, period, done, end of story.
So basically you're saying like everything's out there, you just have to go for it, right? Like I think a lot of us get into that mindset of like, well, no one's asked me to do styled shoes. Yes. No one's asking me to do this. Like I have this dream. Yeah, but really, like for me, I know when I first started, that's what I did. I had to reach out to everyone. Nobody was coming to me to do style shoots. So I think if we get into that idea of we can do it, we just have to seek it, it's so powerful.
Absolutely. There's so much power in just, you know, taking off the training wheels and letting yourself go and finding the path that's for you.
Hi, Christine popping in to talk a little about flat lays. If that is something that you've been thinking of and want to up your game with design, or you're a florist and want to learn more about the foundations of how to do a flat lay with florals, or you're a stationer planner, this is really for everyone. Ashley has a mini course called Foundations of Flat Lays that she is, of course, queen of flat lays. So if you are thinking of maybe diving into something like this, she really is very knowledgeable and will give you the great course of how to do a flat lay and just the background really of it. So if this is something you're thinking of, you could DM Ashley on Instagram and she will send you the link. Goodbye.
I love that. So I feel like that answers, you know, why we as creatives need to grant ourselves permission is, you know, really to lean into who we are and let the training wheels off and run with it. But what are some ways and in what areas of our business do creatives need to grant themselves permission?
Yeah, so artistically, I think it's huge. We all have dreams about where we want to take our business, what we want to look like and feel like, especially because we are artists in what we're doing. And leaning into the fact that you are an artist and you have the freedom to create in a way that is you and what feels right for you, to pick up the brushes that feel right in your hand. So whatever camera that is, you don't have to use what someone else is using. You can experiment, you can play. And you can make a way to make it work. If there are certain things you want to create, you can go ahead and plan that shoot for yourself to do the things and invite other people to join you in the story. You can, if you want to be in a certain destination, you can go there and do the work that will then call to more work like that.
So kind of like what you're talking about, and I know, I think this was in Utah when you did your shoot that was about your Indigenous background. I remember it definitely bringing up a stir because everyone's like, wow, this is amazing what Amanda's doing. This is who she is. Can you kind of dive into your thought process with that?
Yeah, so that was, you know, just for me, it was a huge reflection of my story. And I mean, it was like something I had to do, you know, there's just like, it was the next thing. It had to be birthed to me. You know, sometimes there are just things in your life, in your heart, in your mind that just, if you don't do that thing, you know, that you'll feel unsatisfied or you'll feel like you didn't fulfill some of your calling. And for me, I felt extremely called to create this shoot. It was really special to me. And the model that I used, Becca's, I've known her since she was 2 years old. She's also a part of my tribe. And so it was just, you know, it was the right time, the right place, the right way to tell that story, and the community inviting the photographers who were a part of that shoot. I felt like everything was just completely in harmony and the story was told so beautifully. And those images are out there and they keep being reshared. And again, keeping that story moving forward. The title of the shoot was We Are Here, because the story continues, the legacy of our ancestors continues, and the beauty of their story. So it was just my way to kind of be a part and to keep the story moving forward.
Yeah, I love that you said harmony came from it. Like, I feel like that's so true. When you step into your truth and you step into what you're called to do, there is that sort of harmony and all the pieces falling together and all of that. But that would have never happened unless you had granted yourself permission to put yourself on out of a limb, you know, bring this model with you, sign up to do a shoot at hybrid. Like, so many elements came together. And it just really reminds me of like Big Magic, the book. The same thing. The ideas out there, you get to grasp onto it. Someone else might do it, but also like you're doing your version and what's manifesting in your mind and in your vision and in your heart. And so I just love that you talked about that harmony, because I feel like that really does come from granting yourself permission. You know, I think we can talk a little bit about how granting permission can lead to dreams, but also I feel like you can grant your permission to try something and it be a total flop too. experience with that as well.
I completely do. So like I mentioned earlier, I'm in the region where Natalie Frank started and Krista Jones from Davy and Krista, and they had a workshop called Bayside Bride. And I attended that. It was wonderful. I loved it. And I was leading a Rising Tide Society at that time and really enjoying teaching. And this was, probably 8-9 years ago. It's been a while. And I really loved it. And I really felt like I wanted to do my own workshop, but I wasn't ready. I just wasn't ready. And so I just did the thing and it was fine. It was successful from like the perspective of the attendees. They got stuff out of it. They got a good shoot. I taught them some things that I had learned. But for me, I hated it. I hated the whole experience. You know, I didn't have the vendor connection. So I was doing so much of it on my own. And because of that, it exhausted me and I wasn't able to give like myself as freely and fully as I wanted to. And so it's only been in this last year that I've reintroduced workshops to my business again. So I have Muse Method workshops, and now it's great and I'm ready and I have the network and the support system really to be ready. But that for me was like a flop, and I just like scrapped it, hid everything away from that in the past, and just kind of let it go to seed. And now it's ready to burst again. So yeah, that was, you know, worth a shot, but yeah, I learned a lot.
I love that example though, too, was like, you did it then and maybe you weren't quite ready, but now you're ready. So like, honestly, I don't feel like that's a flop at all.
Yeah.
It was just, the universe was just like, we love that you have this idea. Great.
Not yet.
Trying, just not yet. And now yeah. Like, yes, you go, girl.
Yeah. Yeah. Timing is so, so important, right? In all of our lives, there's the timing of our just being ready, the timing of the other people in our world being ready. It's just, it's, you know, sometimes you're wrong, sometimes you're right, but it's always worth a try, I think.
I definitely agree with that. So what leaps have you made in your business since changing to this mindset?
Yeah, so one of the, I think, craziest things that I did in my business once I really got into this mindset of like, you know what, I'm going to make my own way and I'm going to move forward, is I paid $3,000 for a ticket to a floral conference. And I did that strategically because I knew, number one, florists, they have beautiful work and I wanted to shoot more luxurious florals. And I knew I'd really get to do this at the conference. I also knew that there were three planners who I wanted to work with who were designing some of the shoots at the conference. And so I made the choice to actually attend like I was a florist as the photographer at this conference, and also at a venue that I wanted to shoot at, so that I could get that content, connect with those planners and those florists. And I'm still working with planners and florists from that conference that I went to today. And that $3,000 was a lot of money to me. I was like, probably, you know, 2 or 3 reasons my business.
Yeah.
But that was, it was like a crazy thing. Like people were like, why are you doing this? And I literally was like in classes with florists, like making bouquets and making centerpieces. And so I learned a lot about florals from that too. And so that's really influenced the way I shoot florals. And florists love to work with me because I have such a deep knowledge of like their mechanics and how to make a bouquet and all those things. So yeah, it was a good move, but kind of crazy in the moment.
Yeah, I love that. But hey, it all lined up. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. You had that idea before going in. You didn't go blindly like, I just want to make flowers. You're like, I'm meeting these people. I'm coming into it with this certain mindset. And it totally paid off. That's amazing.
So we love that you took that courageous leap. But I feel like courageous leaps can look a lot different across the board for wedding creatives and in their businesses. Off the top of your head, have, you know, friends or frienders shared with you some of the permission granted leaps they've taken in their businesses as well? Like what might be some other examples of permission granted leaps?
Yeah. So I think a really great way to think of it is sometimes taking a big leap is actually saying no to something that doesn't feel quite right or like you're quite ready for. Sometimes saying no is one of the best, most important things that you can do, and allowing yourself time to grow and giving yourself the space and disregarding the FOMO thoughts that we all have, right? Especially once the thing that you said no to is happening and you're seeing all your friends post their photos from it.
Right.
Right.
Yes.
Yes. It happens and it will still happen. So saying no and then like giving yourself reasons why you're saying no, like write it down. Why did I say no to this? And then remember for yourself and then build on that, because you'll be able to look back and reflect and see what happened as a result of that no. And that growth can then set you up for better yeses in the future. So that's, I think, a huge, huge thing that we can all really settle in and just let time grow us and settle into that permission to give yourself space for that. And then I would also say that sometimes getting scrappy in a situation and turning something that might seem mundane into something magical and giving yourself permission to really think, how can I make this thing or turn this no? But for example, I had a client who came to me and they had already booked me for their wedding, but they were going to do their engagement session in Paris, and they had booked a photographer in Paris to do the shoot. And so they asked for a refund for their engagement session portion of their contract. Right, which is a no, automatic no. But, you know, I learned a long time ago to not say no to my clients, to say yes, but here's how we can actually, you know, yes, I hear what you're saying, but here's what we can do. You can pay for my flights over there and I will shoot your engagement session, you know, and they did that. But I had to like put myself out there, and it was kind of scary in the moment to say, like, add this fee to it. I'm not going to give your money back, but I, your photographer for your wedding day, will be the one to shoot your Paris engagement session. And so that got me to Paris by not like just giving up in the moment.
That's a great permission leap where you were like, I'm giving myself permission to say no and propose something else.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think there are lots of opportunities like that in our journey where we can take something that seems like a blow and turn it into something that's actually quite amazing. You know, it made a lot of, I was able to really get to Paris for the first time to do photography, which led to other shoots there, which also led to a much better wedding experience for my couple. And all around, it was a wonderful experience. But, and then when I first got the email from them saying that, I was like, gut punch, like, oh, number one, I'm not going to get to do their shoot. And somebody else is going to shoot their engagement session in Paris. I was like, you know, all the jealous thoughts.
Like, I want to do that. I'm like, wait, I can.
I was like, wait a minute. Why can't that be me? And mm-hmm. then we found a way.
Yes. And I think too, just that leap of, you know, you're like, okay, let me just ask. Because I feel like a lot of times people have these thoughts, but maybe they just don't ask. And then that opportunity passes them by. I remember when I first started, I had a couple and they were getting married in Guatemala. And I didn't even ask to be like, I can travel there. I just was like, okay, have fun. And then I saw them at another wedding I did for their friend. And they're like, oh my God, you would have traveled for us? We would have loved that. And I was like, okay, well, now I just missed out on this opportunity. So now I know always you have to put yourself out there. You have to ask mm-hmm. because you never know what the answer is going to be unless you do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Never be afraid to say, I want to shoot your wedding. Because that has been something that's actually taken me places and done things for my business, instead of just holding it in my head, like hoping like, oh, pick me. Like actually, you know, coming out and saying, I want this. I would do this for you. People love that. People will respond to that. And you'll get to do things and go places and it'll just be wonderful. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I love that. It's a good gut punch. I have one. I need to say that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't always work out, right? Sometimes you get a, no, we're going to go in another direction. But for the ones that do, it's worth it.
Exactly.
Yeah. I feel like a couple no's are worth the one yes when it comes. And uh-huh. I, for one, don't like living with the feeling of like, if only I had asked. So that's a great reminder.
Yes, we all need it. We all need it. Yeah.
So what is something you wish you could tell yourself 5 years ago about granting yourself permission? And how do you feel like it would have impacted you and where you are now?
Yeah. So I think a huge part of granting yourself permission is having a community around you that reminds you that, you know, you can ask and it's okay if you get the no. When you get the no, to surround you. And when you get the yes, to celebrate you. I feel like there are a lot of lonely periods in my business where I didn't have community, like I needed to have community. And so really being more intentional about being vulnerable with other people who are in this with us, like even though we're separate on our separate journey and we are both community and competition, building that community is just, gosh, it's so vital. And I really wish my 5 years ago, 10 years ago self would have been more intentional about focusing on that part of it too. Would have been a huge strength for me, I think.
That first workshop would have been like, all right, this is working now.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
I love that. Well, I feel like you know, you've said two big ones already, like the Paris engagement and the floral workshop. Do you have any other big leaps you've taken from times you've given yourself permission that come to mind?
Yeah, I mean, well, so going back to hybrid and the first shoot I did officially with Hybrid Co. was in Utah. But before that, we were in San Diego. I did my own shoot when I was there. And you know, I set it all up. I hired all the team, the models, and used a venue there that a lot of other people were also using for hybrid. And because I did it and it was a connection, Hybrid actually shared my work from it. And then I got, you know, was able to shoot at Hybrid the next year officially. Well, not next, but post-COVID officially. And now I'm, you know, on track to keep doing that with them. So that was something I strategically. So I gave myself permission to come with a strategic plan to create work that I wanted with the object in mind of getting my work seen and then being able to be a part as an educator with Hybrid Co. in the future, because that's part of my strategy. And so I'm moving into the future is really being able to pour into community, because I'm super passionate about helping other photographers really give themselves permission. And sometimes you need community, you need mentoring, you need coaching to help you, you know, give yourself permission and create strategies that will, again, launch you into these next things that you're wanting to do and places you're wanting to go.
And I think what you said about strategies is so important, because not only just being like, well, I want to do this thing, like we said earlier, but like you are being like strategic about what you're doing every year. And it could be a 5 to 7 year plan, but you're already aware of where you want to go. And I think that's so needed when you're doing these things and wanting to make growth. You have to see a little bit more in the future.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's so huge for us to reverse engineer our businesses and look at where we, how are you going to retire? Like, let's go really far down the road and let's make a plan. And then let's look back and how are we going to get from point A to point Z in a way that is beautiful and fueling your growth and your future and all those things. So you got to have a strategy. You can't just wander. I mean, well, you can.
You won't get very far very fast.
But it's not nearly as fulfilling. And when you have a strategy, you know, you're going to get lost in the wilderness. And the wilderness is beautiful, but yeah, it's more like a cul-de-sac, right? You got to get out of there. You can't stay. You got to keep moving and finding and growing. And I think specific for any human in life, there's, you know, staying still is like, it's death, right? It's like stagnation. That's when things get really hard. Like, that's resting and staying still are two different things, right? We need rest. We need to you can move slowly with intention. You can pause, but when you stop trying new things, when you stop challenging yourself, when you stop giving yourself permission to do something different, that's when you get bored, especially as an artist. You get bored and you get burnt out real quick after that. And sometimes you get bored, then burn out. Sometimes you're burnt out and bored, you know. But as an artist, you really need that strategy. It's like, for me, like, I don't play video games, my kids do, but it's like that gamification that really gets me excited about my business, about where it's going. I'm trying something. I have an idea. I have a hunch that this might work for me, or I have some intel from someone else I talk to or my coaches. And like, so I'm trying something that then leads to something else. And it's, you know, not always what I expect, but it's usually pretty exciting.
I love that. I love just all the different rewards and lessons. Sometimes lesson learned is the reward that have come from granting yourself permission. And like you said, sometimes that means saying no to things and not doing everything under the sun as well. And so I've really enjoyed chatting all about different ways that has impacted your career and helped you get closer to your dream business.
Absolutely. And for me, I think the dream is just always the growth. I mean, it's like right now is the dream, right? And it's like the dream just keeps going. It's the dream is my life.
Yes. I love it. Well, thanks so much for chatting all about this mindset, the permission granted mindset. We'd love to go into a time of fast facts for our listeners to get to know you a little more.
Okay.
Awesome. So first question is, what do you shoot with?
So I shoot with a Fuji GFX with my contacts lens with an adapter on that. I also shoot with a Sony A9.
Love it. What is your favorite post-wedding snack on the way home?
So depending upon the time of day, it's usually like a coffee smoothie kind of a thing. Usually I'm driving like 2 hours. So it depends on where I'm at. And yeah. So there's a place called Rise Up Coffee near us. If it's open, that's where I go. If not, then I'll find it somewhere else.
What type of music do you like to listen to get yourself in a creative headspace?
Oh, gosh. So I listen to all sorts of genres of music, so it's not necessarily a genre, but I have a playlist I call my flow playlist. And I'm a little embarrassed. Some of the music is kind of angry. Like, really,
get the black puppet energy going.
Like, I really love the song "You Should See Me in a Crown" by Billie Eilish. And that's like okay, now I'm ready to walk in here and do my thing. Yep. So like, that's my internal like, okay, ready, set, go. But then like on the wedding day, I'm like, that's not my vibe at all. But that's my go-to, it's right before.
Creative soul to have the authority to be creative.
Exactly.
I love that. What is your favorite thing to do outside of weddings and photography?
Well, just really any kind of adventuring with my family. My husband is my best friend in the whole world. So we have big plans for once our kids have moved out. A lot of it will be following them around, probably playing baseball.
Right.
And we've got big dreams about traveling. But, you know, in general, it's just like anything with them, any kind of adventure and, you know, our community around us too. So it's good.
Awesome. What is the best education you've personally learned from?
Well, my husband is probably one of my most inspiring mentors. He's a professor and he's in leadership studies. And so he is always bringing me resources from stuff he's learning, and we talk about it and learn together. If I had to pick a book, I would say, well, two, Big Magic, which you mentioned, Elizabeth Gilbert, and then Start With Why by Simon Sinek are like two of my go-tos, like must reads.
Mm-hmm. Both great. Wow, I feel like you've answered this in our conversation, but what is one daring leap you've taken in your business or life?
My daring leap was giving myself permission to do the thing the way that felt right for me and giving myself permission to change along the way, to change my own mind. Yeah,
definitely. What do you feel like you're great at in your business?
I'm really great at maximizing the situation, taking something that might seem mundane or ordinary, or someone else might just overlook completely, and turning it into something that is a wow in my own life and for others. I think that that's part of what also helped me launch into the luxury business, is being able to take something that was someone else might overlook and highlight it in a way that it becomes the star of the show.
Yeah, that's a great skill to have. So where can our listeners find you online? Social, website, etc.
Yeah, so they can find me all the socials at Manda Weaver. My website is mandaweaver.com. So it's all Manda Weaver.
No A at the beginning, right?
Yeah, no A on the front. Yeah. Yep.
And so do you have any social announcements or offers for our listeners today?
Yeah, so I'm super passionate, like I said, about helping others strategize their permission-granted business. And so I'm offering to the first 10 who sign up a $99 mentoring session with me, where we're going to build your strategy.
Ooh.
Started.
Wow, I'm like, we have to take you off on the
Yeah. So they just go to mandaweaver.com/dare to develop. They'll take them right there.
Awesome. We will link that in the show notes. So Manda, in closing, what is one thing you want to dare our listeners to do after hearing your episode?
Oh, I just want to dare them to try something new this week. Try something new. Whatever it's your next shoot, do it. Do it this week.
Love it. So powerful. Well, thank you so much for joining us on Dare to Develop.
Thank you so much for having me. This is wonderful.
We really hope that you take Manda's dare of doing something new this week. She really just dove into why giving yourself permission is so huge for your business, because you just don't know where one of those things is going to lead you to.
Yes. And I loved that her small but mighty tip was that sometimes giving yourself permission means saying no to something. So that way you are open and available for those gut feelings, the big magic that might come along later.
Thanks so much, and catch us next time on Dare to Develop.
Thanks so much for joining us today on Dare to Develop.
We'd love for you to subscribe and leave us a review if you love today's episode.
Don't forget to check out the show notes at daretodeveloppodcast.com and follow along on IG at Dare to Develop.
Catch us next week for more fun as we hear from creatives who have dared greatly in their businesses and developed community along the way.